Tainus Perek Gimel Mishnehei 3:5. Al Elu Masrin B'chol Makom. The following items already trigger this crisis level 3 response that includes the shofar and also fasting. Even if they're not local, B'chol Makom means even if they're happening at a distance. How far? According to Rashi, it sounds like B'chol Makom sounds like if you hear about it, then that's already getting too close for comfort. The Rambam seems to understand it means that it's, you know, close by, that these things can come to you. And really, Tosi Yom Tov says Rosh must mean the same thing, that he means you hear a Shmuel, you hear the news of this problem, about something that's happened at least close enough that it could reasonably be assumed to eventually come your way. But the common denominator for all the things in this list are that these are problems which spread over time, and even though they're in a distance now, they could become closer and closer and eventually afflict the local population as well. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Al ha-shidafon v'al ha-yerakon. On shidafon, that is when the strong eastern hot winds blow and they knock the kernels of grain out of the ears themselves, so they'll never be able to be ripened and collected. So there's sort of winds blasting the grain, and that, of course, would cause a food shortage. And yerakon means like the yellowing of the grain. So again, there's some sort of like unseasonal heat, which makes the grain turn yellow prematurely and never ripen properly, unable to be harvested. In those cases, again, the concern is that it could spread. If it's going on in the neighborhood towns or even the next city or town over, it could spread to you as well. And therefore, one is masrian, one already goes into level 3 response. Al ha'arbev al ha'chasil, same goes if you hear about locusts. Arbe and chasil are two different kinds of locusts. The point is these are destructive locusts. They swarm, they come, they eat everything in sight, and therefore could cause total devastation to the food supply. And therefore, even though they're in the distance, locusts can travel very far, very fast. They can travel even 100 kilometers a day in search of food. Balachaya ra'a. Same goes if you hear about wild animals. This is talking about dangerous animals that are predatory, that could hurt human beings, that are acting in an unusual way, meaning they're in the towns during the daytime. Of course, they're in the nighttime, there are wild animals roaming around. That's not unusual and would not cause any specific need to, you know, that's not Hashem waking people up. But if weird things are happening, if there are lions or wolves walking the streets in the middle of the daytime, that indicates a great risk, an unusual event, and therefore, again, level 3 response. V'al ha-cherev also goes for, literally means the sword. What we're talking about here is soldiers passing through or soldiers marching. So the concern here isn't even soldiers that are coming to attack, that for sure, but even what the Gemara calls cherev shel shalom, peaceful sword, meaning the soldiers are just passing through, they're going from point A to point C, and you live in point B in the middle, and but they're going to pass on through. That's bad news, because soldiers just are dangerous people. They can, you know, rape and pillage and who knows what on their way. That could cause loss of life, etc., and therefore a level 3 response is required immediately because who knows where these marauding soldiers and what they could get up to. And all those things, Masri and Aleha, we immediately blow shofar, meaning in addition to the other things of fasting, etc. B'pnei shehi maka mahaleches, because this is a problem. Maka is like a plague, a blight, trouble, that is mahaleches, that literally means that walks, it's in motion, and it can eventually come to us as well, and therefore we respond to it even though it's currently at a substantial distance.